If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday with Mafia. The number's toll-free, 844-843-6879. So Kawhi is 33, not 35. He's got 33. I thought he hit the bucket that I saw him hit at the free throw line on the step back was the 35th, but that was the 33rd. So he's 13 of 20 from the floor, very efficient, 3 of 7 from downtown, 4 rebounds, 3 dimes. And then I just want to look to see what he's done. 4 of 4 at the line. He's been perfect at the line. I mean, the guy's just incredible, right? He's just going off. And here's the difference. Like, he's just playing. He knows the consequences. Lose, you're done. You're packing the glad bag. Win, you go home for game 7, and you can handle your business. I know the road teams won every single game. I don't believe for 1 minute Dallas is going there to L.A. to win a game 7. They have to win this series tonight. And they're up 4. 77-73 on the Clippers going to the fourth. But the difference in the game is this. Kawhi is playing and Doncic is complaining. That's it. Doncic is all he's doing the entire game, literally the entire game, is crying. And here's the difference. In the first half, he had 15 points. In this third quarter, he had 2 points. He's got 17 points in the game, and he had all 15 in the first half, 2 in the second half. So he's 6 of 16 from the floor, 0 of 5 from downtown, and 5 of 5 from the line, where he's been shooting 48% from the line. The difference in the game, for me, Mafia, is the fact that he's been complaining and crying and throwing his arms up and yelling and screaming at the refs on every single possession, every single trip down, every single trip the other way, every whistle, every stalled ball, coming out of timeouts. In timeouts, he's still yelling at refs. He is losing his mind. He has lost his mind tonight. I've been right the entire night about this game. From the minute I got on the air, I said, all this guy does is whine, and all he does is complain, and it's ruining his game. And from the minute I came on air, that's all I said. And it's so obvious now, Moff, it's destroying him in this game. Because Kawhi Leonard's got 33 and he's going off. And he doesn't say a word to the refs. And he just keeps getting calls. The call on the 3, he didn't even shoot the ball. It was a terrible call. They swatted at his hands when he had the ball down by his knees. And they gave him 3 free throws. And it was a terrible call. But you know why he got it? Because he doesn't cry to the refs. And do you know why when Doncic went down and didn't get a call on the layup? Because he got mauled. It's because he's such a D to the refs. They're done giving him calls. They're done giving him calls tonight. He's cried so much, they're not giving him anything. And he's literally ruining this game for himself, for sure. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because he had 15 and now he's had 2 in the third quarter. We go to the fourth, he's had 2 points in the last 12 minutes.
You're right. His focus is completely gone. His focus is all on the refs and the calls or the not calls that he's getting. And we've called it that. A, he wasn't going to get the calls because of the way he's treating the refs. And B, he was going to take him out of his game. He's shooting 6 of 16. That's 38%. That's not a game for him. That's not what he usually has. It's not what he needs to do. On the other hand, you know, Hardaway Jr. is like 7 of 11 because he's focused. He's locked in. But, I mean, that's the difference between a veteran and a rookie right now. Well, not a rookie, but a young player, is that Hardaway Jr. knows that, you know, it is what it is with the league, with the refs. You got to just play through it. Doncic still hasn't gotten that. Even if, no matter how much he says in the postgame, still hasn't gotten it, because look what he's doing right now.
He hasn't got it at all. Have you ever seen anything like how you and I started this show talking about there's something wrong with him? Like, he's really complaining and crying on every possession. On both ends, not just when they have the ball, but when they don't have the ball, he's complaining. He's complaining about screens. He's complaining about every time he gets touched, he cries to the refs. And you and I have literally spent the entire night talking about it, because that's how much of a gigantic problem it is. And it's going to cost him this game. Like, don't you just have this sneaking suspicion? Now, listen, I hope Dallas wins. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah, it's Pharrell on a pain-free Friday with Mafia on a bench. 844-843-6879 to get on the show. So, you and I have spent the entire night talking about how much of a distraction this has been for that team. In my opinion, it is amazing to me. It is truly amazing that Rick Carlisle doesn't do anything about it. Now, he's sitting right now because he needs the rest. He's played the whole game. And so they're resting him now, obviously, for about 5 minutes. And then he's going to play the rest of the game, right? So have you ever seen anything like that? None of his teammates or his head coach or an assistant, no one even mentions or talks to him about how he's lost his mind.
Listen, I mean, they talk to him about it. You know they talk to him about it. That's how he knows that he's got to stop doing it. But it just doesn't get through. No matter how many times they tell him, it just goes in one ear and out the other. This kid just doesn't listen. And you, as you said, this is the one they need to win. It's not about, oh, well, you got game seven. They're not winning in L.A. They needed this one, and he's going to cost them the game and probably the series with his antics.
I mean, it is so unbelievable to me. I mean, it is so unbelievable to me because – they had this game, in my opinion, they played really solidly, and they've had it in the bag. I mean, they led by four going to the fourth, and now it's tied. They're going to screw this up.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. 82-79 Clippers. With just under 9 minutes to go, 8:50 and rolling. Doncic back in the game, at least physically. He's definitely not mentally in the game. And all I know is that they just threw the ball away, and that definitely hit Kleber's foot. So that's a Clipper ball. That's a good call. That's finally a good call. It definitely hit his foot. So here's the deal. I mean, they go from a good call to a bad call like nothing I've ever seen. The call on Richardson was not a foul. No one touched him. That was just an acting job. Give him an Oscar. That was a terrible call. And they've had a bunch of terrible calls. The Kawhi 3 in a corner when they hit his hand, he wasn't shooting. He was holding the ball at his knees, and they gave him 3 free throws. I'll admit that was a terrible call. But Clippers have a 3-point lead, and – I mean, this game is just nerve-wracking. Now you get a Hardaway bomb three to tie it. I told you, over and over, there's only two guys on this team that can score. It's Doncic and Hardaway. That's it. That's the whole team. Literally, their entire team is predicated on those two guys putting the ball in a hole the rest of this game. There's 8 minutes left. They got two guys that can score. And I got to tell you, I think, you know, they can't stop Kawhi Leonard. He just scored again. He's got 35 now. And then they've also got, you know, in my opinion, Paul George and Jackson. So they got three guys that can score, and you got two guys that can score. You do the math. I think that, you know, the Clippers are dangerous here in the sense that, and Hardaway just got an and one bucket, and it counts, and he's going to the line. He's going off in this game. His old man's at the game, your boy Tim Hardaway. And then I think he just had that was a beautiful finger roll at the lane, and he definitely got fouled. So now you're looking at Hardaway with I think he's got 24 points. He's got 22 right now, 22 points right now, and it's a 1 point Dallas lead. And so he's got 23 points for Hardaway. And they lead Dallas by one with 7.5 minutes to go. I got to tell you, though, Mafia, I've never in my life seen anything like a guy with that much talent, that much superstardom. And, I mean, I don't even know what that call is. Did you just see that call that they just made on Jackson? They called him for an offensive foul. Where? That he hooked around? They're calling him for a hook around. He definitely hooked around. I don't know, though. Did you saw it. Did you think that that hook around had anything to do with that bucket? Did you think his hook around moved Doncic at all?
I'm waiting for it right now. I'm behind you as usual. So
yeah, I think it's a weak call, but he definitely put his arm around him. But I don't think it moved him one inch. It didn't move him 1 inch. That kid's too big.
It got him that little space to get him right under the basket to the other side. I think they created just enough space to put him behind him. Instead of next to him, he was right on his back now and ready there for the foul.
So, but have you ever seen anything like a superstar player like Doncic, which is what he is? He's a superstar. Have you ever seen a superstar melt down mentally like he has in this game?
I mean, that's this game nowadays. It's all is all these guys. All they do is complain, or they make, you know, it's like the watching soccer now in the NBA with these guys with these flops that they throw out there with, you know, the hooks that, you know, Harden started doing on the drives where he hooked you and then threw the head back. So many of these guys have started to do this now. It's just all it is looking for the foul. Too many guys play for the foul. I mean, you saw that last night, and there was one point in that game against the Lakers and Phoenix. It was early in the game, too, where the Lakers were still not completely out of it yet. They weren't in it because Booker was still lighting their ass up from the second that first quarter started. But Wesley Matthews, like, beautiful ball fake, got the guy in the air. Instead of driving by him, taking one drive for an easy jumper, driving to the basket, puts up the worst, you know, fake shot to try to get the refs to give him the three calls, you know, the call for the three free throws, doesn't get it. But that's all these guys do now. They don't look to make moves to score. They look to get fouls. And then none of them can shoot damn free throws anyway.
Yeah, they play for the foul. They don't play for the bucket. They don't play to score. They play to get a whistle. And then they can't hit the free throws. It is truly amazing. I mean, it is unbelievable. You're right. It's like a soccer game watching these guys with their crying and diving and all their BS. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's made it even to the NHL, too, because it's flopping there. I mean, the first game in this Vegas-Colorado series, I remember one play specifically where Pat Giroretti got called for the penalty on the hook, and it was completely Makar taking his arm, putting it over the stick, and then throwing himself back like he was getting yanked back. It was, you know, a complete acting job. So all sports is doing it now because they realize these refs bite on it all the time.
You're right. You're right. They do bite on it. They fall for it, the diving. And LeBron's, he's won 30 Oscars doing it. He flops like a dolphin. I mean, I can't even keep track of it, how many times he's gotten away with it. That guy gets more calls than anybody on earth. I got to tell you, though, I didn't have really enough time to talk about it today on Coast to Coast because we moved so fast on that show. But I'm completely refreshed with the fact that LeBron James is not in the finals for the first time since 2010, either Steph or LeBron, right? I got over the dynasty up in San Francisco. I got over the, you know, the Warriors dynasty. I had enough of that. And then they tried to turn this Laker team into a dynasty, ESPN. I mean, the way they are on their knees like a French porno for the Lakers is beyond, it's repulsive journalism is what it is that they set up shop at Staples Center and all they do is talk about the Lakers all day, every day. Like they're the only team on the earth. And they, I mean, they just literally, like, it's like, it literally is like a hooker. They're like hookers for the Lakers. And the fact that, and I hope everyone in Southern California hears me loud and clear. I have no problem at all saying, like, you know, I hear all these people, saying, you know, it's only good. The league's only good if the Lakers are good and the Celtics and the Knicks and all this other stuff. Here's the deal. I don't disagree that the league's better when all those teams are good. I don't disagree with that. But I also believe, you know, that it's time for something new, something fresh. It's time for a change, frankly. And whether you like it or not, it's happening. Whether you enjoy it or not with what I'm saying right now, the reality is I don't want to watch LeBron James in the final every single effing year of my life. What remaining years I have left on this earth, can I at least get some other teams playing for a championship? The fact that we're sitting here and it's going to be, and there's the goal to finally break the ice. Willie Carlson getting involved for Vegas, and they take the lead 1-0 5 minutes into the second quarter on the doorstep. On the doorstep, Carlson, a rebound, and he stuffed it in. Slap shot, loose change, backhander pass, Grubauer, and it's 1-0 Vegas, and they're going crazy at the T-Mobile in Cincinnati to Magadha. I forgot what I said before that. No, I know what I said. It's that I'm excited to see Phoenix and Denver. I'm excited to see, let's say, Dallas and Utah, or the Clippers and Utah, even the Clippers I can handle. Even though I love L.A., I lived there for 10 years. I'm sick and tired of the LeBron and the Lakers. And they tried to sell me that this was some kind of dynasty when it was a hack team. They were a phony team. They had a great run in the bubble. And LeBron and Davis were healthy. And they won the title. Congratulations. You beat the Heat, who were pansy ass. And then everybody thought you were going to repeat easily. The whole year, all I heard on ESPN was they were going to repeat. No questions asked. Back-to-back championships, no one could beat the Lakers. And they lost in the first round to the Suns. Shut the Pharrell up. You lose. You lose. Now go fishing. Go make your crappy kids' movies, LeBron.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, Carl Soderberg tied it for the Avalanche. He hit a rebound, a big rebound off Fleury on a shot from the left circle on a slap shot, 100 mile an hour plus, and he couldn't control it, and it popped off his pad, and Soderberg banged it in right after Vegas had scored, and they're tied at ones. By the way, the Clippers lead is 90-88 with 4:28 out left in the game. Doncic with the rock, with the ball, Dallas down two. Late in this game, we'll keep our eyes on it. John DeSilva is our good friend from Parks in Philadelphia, the morning line odds maker, getting ready for the Belmont Stakes tomorrow here in New York. And I got a lot I want to talk to him about, and none of it's going to be pleasant to start. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Just watching great playoff action and getting ready for the Belmont tomorrow.
Okay, so let me start with this. First of all, how funny is it to me that Country Grammar won the $300,000 Hollywood Gold Cup in Arcadia, Cali, giving Bob Baffert his record-tying eighth victory in the race at Santa Anita? You know, it was like last week, right? So
is that
how funny is it to me? It's truly amazing to me that he gets banned by Churchill Downs for drugging horses for 2 years. Mm-hmm. There's just no getting around the fact now that he's flat out busted for drugging horses. Okay, there's you could send lawyers on TV. This Robertson guy's a tool. He went on CNN and wherever the hell else and blew his smoke. That was so pathetic. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. That lying piece of shack lawyer trying to talk his way off the cliff for Bob Baffert, kissing his ass. I mean, it was so pathetic. I've never heard anything like it before in my life. It was so bad. So explain to me, how is it that this guy can go off, he's winning races at Santa Anita, and God only knows what country grammar had in its rectum. All I know is, honestly, I think the guy's a cheat, a liar. I think he's been getting away with murder for years. I would question every win he ever had in the last 15 years. And I know people don't like hearing that because everybody kisses his ass, but I don't. And I know he's a cheat, and I know he's a liar, I know he's a thief, and I cannot believe he's been busted for drugging horses, but he's still out winning horse races. He's still out training horses and winning at the Santa Anita and still making money. That's amazing to me, John. It really is. He should be shut down completely from going near animals.
Well, if they would have listened to us 3 weeks ago and used my idea, that would have happened. But instead, they went, got the positive result from the split sample, and right away Churchill Downs banned them for 2 years. And now we're going to wait to see what the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission does. Because unfortunately, when Churchill Downs says we're suspending you for 2 years, that's just for the tracks that they own. And it's up to all the other tracks around the country to decide if they want to listen to them or not. And most of
them,
other than New York, have said, we want the commission to do the penalty, not Churchill Downs, because it's just like if you got suspended at work right now and you could go someplace else if you wanted to. No, because they got no power. They can't stop you. Only a regulatory agency could eventually stop them. And that's what's going on right now. So he won country grammar and all that stuff. He's got a lot of other horses out there. He was supposed to run a couple of other horses tomorrow in New York. That's not happening. We've already had the president of Monmouth Park said that he's welcome, and if he suspended, that he could run under his assistant's name, which has really made a lot of people mad. But this is the problem with horse racing. There's no communication. Nobody wants to work with each other, help with each other. Everybody's out for themselves. And if they want to straighten things out, they have to work together.
All right, so wait a minute. You're telling me that by the way, Clippers 92-88, 2.5 minutes left, and Kawhi hit another big bucket, and Doncic has done jack in the second half. He had 15 in the first half, 5 in the second half. He's worried so much about the refs all night that he forgot how to play basketball. He screamed and yelled at the refs all night, and it's going to cost him this series. Here's the deal. You're telling me that, like, I get the fact that, and Leonard just hit a 3-ball, and now it's lights out. So anyway, here's the deal. You're telling me that, so I understand the commission is going to be the one that finally, like, it's so pathetic that they have not decided yet if he's been disqualified from the Kentucky Derby. The fact is, the race was a month ago. No one cares anymore about it. It's like it took 3 weeks to get the drug test back, and now in the fourth week, you're telling me they still haven't decided if he's disqualified yet in the Kentucky Derby? Of course he should be disqualified. If they don't disqualify that horse in Kentucky at Churchill Downs with that commission, then you know what? Then they're a bunch of phonies and liars and thieves and crooks and scum. They're scum. Because what more do you need to know than the horse failed 2 drug tests and then Churchill Downs bans him because they got the stones to ban him. Belmont Park and New York Racing bans him. But you're telling me the state of Kentucky still hasn't made their mind up yet about whether or not to disqualify that stupid horse for cheating in the, you know, the Medina Spirit, that team, the Baffert team. Let's not blame the horse for anything. The horse cannot be blamed for having the dirty trainer jack him with shots and cream and whatever else to make him run so fast. We know the horse was dirty. It's not the horse's fault. But you're telling me the commission still can't make their mind up yet if they're going to effing disqualify that horse?
My guess is they've already made up their mind, but unfortunately, they have to wait until the monthly commission hearing to make the official announcement. Now, they could come up with a special meeting, but they could do it if they wanted to. And why they haven't done that yet, only they know. But I would do that. You want to get this straightened out once and for all so we can move on. But it looks like they're going to, I'm not sure what the date is of the monthly meeting in Kentucky, but it should happen shortly.
I mean, how embarrassing is that? I mean, you have got to be effing kidding me that you have a problem that significant. You know what that's like? That's like telling me, and it really is, that's like telling me someone gets murdered, like some, you know, hypothetical situation, and Leonard just hit another three. The guy's just taken over the game. It's this game's over. So anyway, it's 98-90 now. The game's over. So anyway, you're telling me it'd be like a murder happens of like a teenager gets murdered in a rich community. You know, let's say in a high-end suburb of Chicago, like, you know, Barrington, Illinois, a really high-end money community, right? And some kid gets murdered. You're going to tell me that the state police are going to wait a month and a half before they decide to pursue any charges against the guy they already know killed him? I mean, honestly, because we already know who did it. We already know they did it. We already know the horse is dirty. We already know the test came back twice dirty. And we know that he's been banned everywhere in the country. But Kentucky's so backward-assed that they can't even have the wherewithal to immediately make this announcement. What are they waiting for? The second coming of Jesus? Are you kidding me that they're going to wait for some meeting that they have scheduled next month? When it, you know what? It does June 22nd. Listen to me, John DeSilva. No one gives a rat's ass anymore at all what happens with Medina Spirit on June 22nd. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the horse is dead. It doesn't matter anymore. They've already, the ship has sailed on making this decision about disqualifying the horse. You know why? Because the Triple Crown's going to be over tomorrow. And after that, no one cares about horse racing at all.
And what's going to happen is Brad Cox, who grew up nearby Churchill Downs, he's going to get put up with Mandaloon, and he did not get the honor of all the accolades of celebrating Kentucky Derby victory. And they can go out there and try to give him a little ceremony for the Clark Handicap, which will be happening a couple of weeks at Churchill Downs, but it's not the same because you don't have all the whole country watching you at that point celebrating. You don't have headlines around the country. He's the one who missed out. The owners missed out. Everybody missed out on this. And whether you like Brad Cox or you don't like Brad Cox, it's a shame that he's not going to get the full experience of this.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. So the bottom line is, and we'll break and come back and talk about the Belmont Stakes that doesn't even matter anymore. But I want to, I you have, it's, it is just so beyond me. It is so laughable to me. What a joke horse racing has become that this guy, Bob Baffert, gets away with this stuff. I mean, it is so unbelievable to me. I mean, because if they don't do it, if they've already, I mean, the guy's out winning horse races in California. I mean, no one's stopping him from drugging horses and doing whatever he wants. And you know what? I'm done with all of his friends, too, that don't like me. You don't like me because I talk bad about your boy? Kiss my ass, okay? I'll beat your ass. How's that sound? Say something to my face. I'll smack you. I'm done listening to people tell me how great Bob Baffert is. He's a crook, is what he is. And I'll tell you what. I cannot believe it's embarrassing for your sport, John. This is embarrassing for your sport that they let this guy get away with murder. It is beyond me. It makes me sick to my stomach. I'm done. I'm done with horse racing. I'm effing done with it.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I mean, honestly, it's Pharrell on the bench. So Kawhi's got 45 points. That game's over. Doncic had 29. He could have had 50, but he spent the whole game crying like a little bee and cussing at the refs and yelling at the refs and throwing his arms up and complaining the whole game nonstop. And that's why in the third he had 2 points. And he got all that garbage time buckets in the fourth. But he, in my opinion, he had a shacky game, real shacky. I thought he cost the Mavericks their game tonight. They, in fact, I'm going to say it now. He just cost them the series. There's no way Kawhi Leonard's losing game seven at home in L.A. Kawhi Leonard at 45 tonight. He'll have 50 on Sunday. Mark my words. So here's the deal. I'm talking to John DeSilva, Parks Morning Line odds maker, getting ready for the Belmont tomorrow. Listen, John, honestly, horse racing now has passed boxing for the sleaziest sport on the face of the earth.
I don't blame you for feeling that way. I mean, they haven't done anything to help themselves out for a long time. And during the commercial break, I looked at the Kentucky Racing Commission schedule. The meeting is scheduled for June 15th.
Yeah, well, whatever. Mafia said that before.
I'm surprised that they wanted to. We shouldn't have to wait until June 15th. They could do something Monday or Tuesday if they wanted to.
That's what I'm saying. What are you waiting for? It's so embarrassing. Like, it doesn't even matter anymore. I can't believe. I just can't even believe it. It's so disgusting. And it's so ridiculous. I mean, the minute the horse failed the second test, they should have just said, it's over. Disqualified. Done. Mafford's done. The horse is done. Mandaloon wins. The fact they're dragging this out. I told you, trust me when I tell you, no one cares on June 15th or June 22nd or whenever the F they have this stupid meeting. First of all, no one cares about the Kentucky Racing Commission to begin with. There isn't a soul on the face of the earth that cares what they do in their stupid meeting. It's like I care about some local town hall meeting where I live. I don't give a rat's ass what they do. No one cares what they do. All they know is smart people know. Smart people know that this should have already been decided and that Bob Baffert drugs horses and he should be thrown out of horse racing. But no one's going to do that to him because he makes too much money for all the scum in the sport. And that's all there is to it. It's the dirtiest sport on the face of the earth, without a doubt, hands down, far and away. You know it, I know it. You just won't admit it because you got a job in the business and you don't want to ruin your reputation or your career. And I respect that because you know I love you. You and I have been friends for 30 years. But you know I'm right and you just can't say it, but I'll say it for you. So I'll save you all the hassle of having to say it. You know me. I tell it like it is. Boom, I'm right. That's it. There's no other discussion. Screw Bob Baffert and his family. How's that taste? And here's another one. Same with that Shifley guy. He's got everything coming to him. He's been getting his mom and dad, his wife, his kids getting bullied and harassed and threatened and everything else. It's okay for him to break that kid's neck, but it's not okay for people to give his family crap. My ass. Screw him. Screw his family, too. And screw Baffert and his family.
And give Baffert, to I bet Baffert's protecting Evans.
What? Yeah, well, listen. All I know is Baffert is dirty. He's evil, and he's the devil, is what he is. And I don't care what he does. I don't care what happens to him in life. I will never, ever root for him. I will never say a good word about the guy as long as I live. Okay? Mark my words. Count on it. I hate him dead. Here's the deal. So what happened today with this Errod Ortiz Jr.? What the hell happened to this guy? He got thrown off a horse?
Well, it actually happened yesterday. He was riding a horse. The horse was going to go to win. And then all of a sudden, the horse spooked. He propped up. Ortiz was thrown off the horse and looked like he got clipped by a passing horse. So he has injuries and cuts that he's going to be out at least a minimum of 2 weeks. So he's going to miss all the races today and tomorrow.
Wow, that is crazy. So, you know, I don't even know what to say to you at this point with how few horses are in this race tomorrow in the Belmont Stakes.
Well, not just few horses, fewer jockeys too, because Ortiz is supposed to ride Known Ranger. We still don't have a jockey named for him. And the horse, the Japanese horse, Francini, whatever, his horse, jockey got hurt today down at Churchill Downs when he crashed through a rail. And hopefully he's okay that he could ride tomorrow.
So wait.
I mean,
so
Yankees are going to Western ride as well.
So Francisco De Ina, his that horse's jockey got hurt too?
He got hurt down at Churchill Downs today. During the fourth race, his horse crashed through the rail. He got thrown off. They actually had to stop the race because the horse, the jockey.
Do we still have him off? Or did we lose him?
I'm here.
All right, sorry. You broke up there really bad, so I thought I lost you. All right, so you know what? I don't even care anymore about some France horse that the horse isn't winning. It doesn't have a jockey. I'm surprised the horse is even in the race. Let's talk about who do you like for this race tomorrow? I mean, there's only like, I don't know, what is there, 6, 7 horses in the race? I mean, what is going, why is it so pathetic, this field?
Not everybody wants to go a distance. Everybody wants to go as fast as they can, as short as they can. They don't train to go long distances at a mile and a half. So it's very difficult. And we had a 2-mile race today, and it was won by a horse from Ireland, because out there, they don't train for speed, they train for distance. So in the situation of the Belmont Stakes, you're going to get the best of the mediocre. And the way I'm looking at it, you want a jockey who's going to be able to rate the horse, let them be strong at the end, because not every horse wants to go that far. And you want a jockey who's riding well. And to me, that's Flavian Pratt coming in from California. He gets back on Hot Rod Charlie. He did a great job to win the Preakness on Rumbauer. But when a guy like Pratt takes off the Preakness winner to get on Hot Rod Charlie, I have to pay attention to it.
So you think Hot Rod Charlie at 7-2 is that horse the favorite now?
No, the favorite is Essential Quality.
All right, so you think Hot Rod Charlie's going to win the race?
I think Hot Rod's going to win the race. They both ran in the Kentucky Derby. Hot Rod was third. Essential Quality was fourth. But Pratt is riding very well right now. The horse has the right running style. And again, if you're going to take off the Preakness horse winner to ride this horse, that tells me what you think of the Preakness winner and what you think of this horse.
Fair enough. Who do you think finishes the Exacta box? Is it Rock Your World? Is it Essential Quality? Who do you think is second?
I'm not a fan of Rock Your World. I didn't like him in the Kentucky Derby. I don't like him tomorrow. I think he just doesn't want to go that far. Essential Quality is my second choice. I mean, this is a horse who did run fourth in the Kentucky Derby behind the My Top Choice Hot Rod Charlie. He's been working out very well. You got Luis Saez on the horse. And could he win the race? Yeah, I think he could win the race. He's going to go off to favorite, but I just don't see him being that dominant. I mean, look, if he got beat by Hot Rod, why can't he get beat again? And again, Pratt making that jockey switch back to Hot Rod tells me a lot.
Mafia actually just said to me in my ear that he thought the entire time that the horse was Hot Rod Hundley, the legendary NBA play-by-play voice, and that it was not Hot Rod Charlie, it was Hot Rod Hundley, and he is not interested in Hot Rod Charlie, only in Hot Rod Hundley. And this is what Mavi is telling me right now.
Using Hot Rod Williams, but
you also have Hot Rod Williams, who's not running in the race. Good call by you. So how about 4-2-3? Do you like Rumbauer third?
I do like Rumbauer third. He will be finishing strong at the end. Johnny Velasquez picks up the mount, who rode Medina Spirit. He's been riding well too. Just a horse with that type of running style, it's very difficult because the pace isn't going to be fast. So he's going to be finishing fast, but because the others are slowing up and pacing themselves, they'll be finishing fast too.
So do you throw in the 6 or the 1?
I would throw in the 6, even though I don't know who's going to ride. I mean, a lot of people suspect it's going to be Irad's brother, Jose Ortiz, who's going to pick up the mount, but that hasn't been made official yet. But known agenda, I'm going to throw him in there for 4th because, unfortunately, Bourbonic, he's the same problem as Rumbauer, the same type of running style, and I just don't think he's as good as Rumbauer to be up there at the end.
Wow. So let's get this straight again. 4-2-3-6.
Correct.
There you go. 4236. All right. When does the race go off? 6:49.
The race is supposed to 6:49, but there's been some talk it may get pushed back a little bit as well because they want to do some extra work on the racetrack because of all the rain they've had the past 24 hours.
So what, that it would go off at like 7 or 10 after or something like that?
It might go off close to 7. Like I've heard they may push it back 10 minutes. They're still trying to decide if that's going to happen or not.
How many horses fail the drug test after the race, John? How many of the field fail the drug test?
None as yet. And the one thing that New York does is they get the vet records of all the horses and they publish it on the Gaming Commission's website. So if they fail a drug test, they would know it right away because they get all those drug records up post for everyone to see, including you and me.
I'm hearing rumors tonight, late on my show, that in all actuality, tomorrow, Bob Baffert will sneak into Belmont Park dressed as Bobby Valentine. As a Mets manager with a mustache, and that he will have his hair dyed black and he will have a mustache on and will be wearing a Mets manager uniform at the racetrack. So keep an eye out tomorrow for Bobby Valentine at Belmont Park. And it's actually Bob Needles Baffert who will be incognito, John. Have you heard any of these rumors?
I think he's practicing for his new job as Bobby Valentine's body double once he becomes mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
That's true. He is running for mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Good call by you, John. All right, buddy. I love you. Enjoy the race tomorrow. You know I will. I love watching the races. I just am not saying anything nice about horse racing right now due to I blame the Kentucky Racing Commission. And I blame everything else in the world, all the problems in the world. I also blame the hacking of the meat packing company by Russians. No longer do I blame the Russians. I blame Bob Baffert for that. I also blame the gas shortage after the hacking of the gas company that caused the shutdown of gas stations along the eastern seaboard for 5 days. I blame that as well on Bob Baffert. And everything else that's gone wrong in the world, like politics in New York City with de Blasio going out and the crappy people running for mayor here, I blame that on Bob Baffert's wife.
And I blame the honest losing to the Bruins on him, too.
I blame not Marchand. I blame Bob Baffert for the overtime loss. And if the Islanders don't win tomorrow, I will blame that on Bob Baffert as well. I'm sure that Bob will have a luxury suite in the new Islanders arena at Belmont Park because he's won so many horse races at Belmont Park by creaming his horse's rear ends. I think every race he's won. I think he's cheated for 25 years. And he did. No one ever caught him. That's the thing. Like he's like the kid that says, "I swear to God, Dad, it's the first time I ever smoked pot." Yeah, sure it is. Thanks, John. See ya. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money, and you don't even know it.
All right, Mafia. Clippers win at 104-97. Kawhi with 45. Dealing. And your boy Doncic lost his mind tonight. Luka snapping the whole game, crying like a baby to the refs over every single whistle, every single call, non-call. He was completely gone. His mind melted like an ice cream cone. They're in big trouble, Mr. Going to Lipstick City for that Game 7, if you ask me. Bucks Nets tomorrow and no sleep till Brooklyn. Brooklyn laying 4. We saw it at 3.5 on FanDuel today on Coast to Coast. I think the Nets will give them problems tomorrow. This hockey game is 1-1 going to the third in Vegas with the Avs and Knights. Canadians and Price, the shutout, 1-0 over the Jets. They lead that series 2-0 tomorrow. Canes and Lightning in Tampa. Tampa up 2-1 in the series. Bruins up 2-1 on the Islanders. The game at the Barn on Long Island at the Nassau Veterans Memorial County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York on FA. The Islanders better win that game or they're going to be dead. And the Canes better win another one to even it at 2s or they're going to be down 3-1 and then they're going to lose that series. So you know that's going to happen. Tons of baseball tomorrow. Red Sox, Yankees, you name it. Great baseball all day Saturday. Same thing Sunday. And then you got the Belmont on Saturday around 10 to 7, allegedly, or maybe 7 or a little thereafter based on the track. We'll see what happens. Mafia's got a UFC fight night tomorrow night in Vegas, so they'll have all those picks up on PharrellOnTheBench.com for every sport, including the UFC. Plus, Mafia will put his stuff up on Twitter. We'll see you on Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Enjoy the rest of this hockey game in Vegas. I'll see you freaks on Monday. Have a great weekend. Peace.